We're now at the point in our action items of public comments for items that were not on the agenda. So anything that was not on the agenda, please come forward.
Commissioners, I'll make this brief. Again, I'm Nick Givak with the Montana Wildlife Federation, and I just had some very brief comments about chronic wasting disease. We really want to commend the department for taking the action. We now have, after this season, a really good sample size with more than 7,000 animals tested, 131 animals. So based on that, we're looking at a rough 1.8% prevalence rate, and I think this department deserves a lot of credit. Last year, we had a rough estimate of about 2%, and that's played out. But it's interesting that I'm making these comments after talking about Helena's deer problem, because Libby was a real hot spot for this, and we would urge some type of aggressive action to lower the deer numbers there. I mean, get chased by deer in Helena with my dogs, but I tell you, when I was at EQC in late September, I've never seen a community with density of deer like Libby. And I'm sure that these discussions are taking place internally, but clearly with chronic wasting disease, geographic distribution was Ruby Valley, I think, surprised a lot of us who know that country. There's a very high density of deer down there, very productive landscape, and a lot of really generous landowners who do allow access. So the other one that seemed to shock us, what, that one deer like 50 miles north of Miles City. So very, it appears, and obviously I'm not a wildlife scientist, that it's very geographically distributed, but a low prevalence still. So we just, we hope those conversations continue. The worst scenario would be if hunters quit participating, of course. So we're here as a partner, and we just want to commend you for your actions. And I hope we continue to have these discussions about how we manage this, because it's clearly everywhere. And that's the new reality. So thank you.
Thank you. Further comment on items that were not on the agenda?
Quick, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Director Williams. I just wanted to stand up and quickly say I had an opportunity to participate in the Fisheries Division conference in December, and I just wanted to thank and recognize Eileen and Eric for their outstanding work to engage partners, and it was a really great day to get to spend with the Fisheries Division, so thank you to them, and I just wanted to recognize, I know that's going to be a tumultuous couple months ahead for them, so I wanted to say thank you to them in advance.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott. Further comment here on items not on the agenda, any discussion? Out in the regions, do we have anybody that wanted to address any issues that we didn't talk about in our action items? I appreciate Nick's comments and you know, had that conversation with Nick the other day, and I've had it with others about Libby, and I know that the region's engaged and take place there. I think chronic wasting disease is going to flop into our work session discussion to some extent as well. Just as a betting man, I'd bet on that. Tim, do you have, I think you were going to comment on something.
Look like I want to say something. you know, I think if you look at the tentatives, you know, we trail of a pretty aggressive plan, you know, in the Libby area to continue to harvest. Having spent some time with Neil Williams and that crew up there, all over it, they really are. I mean, they've really been dumbstruck with Libby and Nana Moose not too far away, and a lot. So, had discussions and talking about, you know, what Quentin just got involved with, and that is.
Yeah, thank you for those assessments. Any other comments from the commission? Go to the order. My thoughts are, given that we need staff to come in and the way we have our work session scheduled, we have Shauna check and make sure that we can have lunch at 11:30, have a brief lunch from 11:30 to 11:45, and then kick off our work session. Is that square with everybody? Maybe just make sure our lunch delivery people sometimes have different time managed. All right. Well, we'll count on that. So we'll be Let's go ahead and formally adjourn, if I could get a motion.
Move to adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And assuming that lunch is on time around 11:30, we'll be getting kicked off about 11:45.